This is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket.
Whoop whoop. All right. So today our episode is sponsored by Siobhan from This Well Planned Life.
Yay.
Woo. I'm so excited about this. We're going to give you more details about this sponsorship and this giveaway. Yes, it's a giveaway. A little bit later in the conversation.
Yep. Stay tuned.
Right. So today's topic is FOMO and spending. Fear of missing out and spending. There you sigh. I'm like,
Yeah. So, I got bad.
Right. So, fear of missing out, I mean, in a general sense, is basically you see something or you see an event happening or you just kind of notice that you are not a part of something going on online, especially online in the planner community. And it kind of leads us to spend money that, you know, maybe we don't have or maybe we shouldn't be spending. What do you think, Candace?
I agree with that. Sometimes it's money that we don't have. Money, well, I wouldn't say that we don't have because we obviously have it because we're spending it. It just probably shouldn't be spent on planner stuff or purses or something else, you know, planner bag or whatever.
Right. Yes. I feel like it kind of shows up in our planner community when it really comes to sales. That's the thing that I see.
Oh goodness, yes.
That's when I see it the most. And it's crazy to me how, like, I even feel that when there's like a new planner coming out, I'm just kind of like, oh my gosh, I need this planner.
Right. Have to have it.
I gotta have it.
Or you have to be the first one of the first people to have it.
Yes. Yes. And the crazy thing is, it's like sometimes, I mean, you won't even get it for another couple of weeks, but you know,
right, you're like, right,
I need it right now. And yet you still have to wait. That's right. That's difficult.
It is.
So we can't, well, this topic came to us because it was requested in our DMs. So remember, if you guys ever have a topic that you want to talk about, then slide into those DMs.
Yes, yes, yes.
And let us know what you want to discuss. So Candace, do you remember what the person said who wanted to talk about this topic?
She basically was asking if we would do an episode on FOMO and spending money that you don't have or spending your last dollars in the planner community, you know, basically spending money you don't have to keep up with the Planner Joneses.
Yes, the Planner Joneses.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Keeping up with the Planner Joneses.
Keeping up with the Planner Joneses. Are you a Planner Jones?
I am not. I hope I'm not a Planner Jones. I hope not.
I think it depends on what planner I'm in, and maybe I'll become a Planner Jones.
I think right now you are a Planner Jones because you have that. Yeah, you know
the
what
vintage
I'm
rose,
about.
Mm-hmm. Philo Facts Benchley. Oh
yeah.
I'm kind of like, I feel like this is one of those situations where I definitely have FOMO. Like, I really wanted this planner, but I think this planner was around before I started buying really expensive planners. So, and then they stopped selling it. So it was just kind of like every time somebody said, "Hey, Vintage Rose Finchley for sale,"
I felt like you had to have it.
Yes. Oh my. Even this time, like, there was a lot of stuff that happened with this purchase that was like, man, it would have been easier to just give up right then and there because it was just easy to kind of let it go. But yeah, I had to have this planner. It's crazy.
Yeah. I have FOMO with things that are like exclusives. Like, I don't care about anything that is like general or it's like regular stock all the time. But I also don't like stress. So if it causes me too much stress, or if I go to the site and it's all sold out in 2 seconds, then I'm not participating. But I do like things that are like limited edition, or you know, there are shops that only list something every once in a while. You know, I like things like that. But I've also learned how to kind of think about my purchases, I guess. And I've put myself on a planner spending allowance, I guess you could say that. So I get a certain amount of money set aside. And that's, once that money is gone, it's gone, honey.
It's gone.
Yeah. So it makes you really stop and think about, you know, what you're buying, if you're really going to use it, or is it going to be on a closet in the shelf, or is it going to pile up your craft room? Because I actually have a craft room now, and I'm like so afraid to put anything in here because I don't want it junked up. Like, I just want it perfect and pretty. And so I'm like afraid to put anything in here. So all I have right now is a futon.
Like, once you get started, like, then it just, like, the stuff keeps piling up.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I really don't.
Right? Like, it reminds me of that, our last episode with the KonMari method and getting rid of
crap
you don't need and crap you don't use.
Right. And I have, like, boxes of stuff right now in my garage, and Marcus is like, oh, you better clean that garage out or get rid of that stuff, whatever you're going to do with it, because, you know, you're not going to want your car outside in the wintertime. And I'm like, you sure right. Let me get this stuff. So we're going this weekend. My son was like, do you want to go take that stuff this weekend? I was like, yeah. So I have clothes in my car from the mission, and then I have other stuff that's like planner stuff that I want to get rid of that is in my garage, and I'm going to probably take it to Goodwill or somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did send some happy mail last week to people. It was a surprise. I have some more going out probably this week. So that felt good too. And people were like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Just little packages, you know, probably only had 3 or 4 sticker sheets in it. But I think last week I sent like 6 or 7 people some happy mail. So
yes, I got the happy mail. Thank you.
Yeah. So that feels good too when you're trying to de-stash, you know, be a blessing to someone else. I'm not saying like get rid of it or something like that, but you know, it could be a blessing to somebody else.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really intentional with my purchases nowadays, but that doesn't get rid of the FOMO.
Right. I think the FOMO is so hard because, I mean, you don't just intend to like buy a bunch of stuff, but then when everything feels like it's urgent, like you feel like I need to get this.
Yes. You
know, it really does, like, I don't know. I remember one time I was like waiting on a website to get a planner. And I kept refreshing and refreshing and refreshing. Literally, it was sold out the next time I refreshed it.
Make you sick?
It does.
I seriously can't handle it.
Honestly, I feel like that validates that FOMO feeling. Like, when you are wanting something so bad and you're on a website, you're refreshing it, and you get it or you don't get it, like, you go to checkout, and as soon as you put your information in to purchase, it says, you know, this item is unavailable or it's out of stock. I think that validates that FOMO because it's like, dang, I missed out. Right. You know, like, it's a crappy feeling.
It is. It's disgusting. But this person said, okay, so I'm just going to read what her message said.
Okay.
She said, just listen to the first podcast. Great start. I think you guys should do a show on FOMO about planner supplies. I see a lot of people spending money on supplies, and in some instances, they are spending the last bit of their money on the latest trend. I think it would help a lot of people. And so, you know, we told her, heck yes, we would do that episode because we want to help people. I don't want people to think that we're trying to tell you what to do or, you know, how you should live your life or anything like that. Don't ever get that from this show. But this is just conversations, I'm telling you. Marquita and I have these conversations all the time, just like this. whenever we want to buy something new, or I'll send her a picture, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm over here drooling over this. And she's like, no, especially when I was, you know, we were buying a house and going through the process of buying a house. That's mm-hmm. kind of when I put myself on the allowance. And then one year, was it last year that I added up all of my planner purchases? Oh, and it was like an outrageous number. Like, I could have just vomited. I seriously could have had like 3 Louis Vuittons.
Seriously.
Over like, planner purchases. Crazy.
And like, I remember your list from Etsy alone.
Oh my gosh. Etsy. Oh God. That's something I would never tell Marcus. Lord.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know, Dom sees it accumulating over here, but he's like, eh. He hasn't, so I won't say anything.
Marcus doesn't buy Jordans anymore, so I probably shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I remember one time, this is when, man, I think everybody was buying the Jillio. I can't even remember. I think it was like 2 years ago.
Yep.
Maybe 3 years ago, actually, now that I think about it. It could have been 2 or 3 years ago, and I just needed a Jillio. Like, this is right before I decided, or I think it was right after I decided to quit my job. And oh my gosh, we need to have an episode. Oh gosh, that.
Yes.
Remember that whole situation? So, yeah, y'all need to really stay tuned. But I was like, oh, I don't have a whole lot of money coming in, but this is, you know, this is going to, I don't know what I thought.
It just makes you happy. It does. I mean, when you make a purchase and it's a good one, and it's like, oh, you know, this is rare. Not everybody has it. You know, I used to feel like that about Louis Vuitton. I still kind of do. Marcus knows I want some.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of put it out there. But now it's like everybody is getting them.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just like, it's just not that rare sort of thing. You know how I am about having stuff that everybody else has. And, you yeah. know, like everybody has. You know, I think right now it was like the clear planner, like everybody had it. And then people were getting away from the croc. I had to have the croc. Mm-hmm. And I still really like it, but, you know, and I'm glad I bought it. I will keep it. I won't sell it because I really do like it. And it's something I'll go back to, like my Malden. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just kind of having what everybody else has, I don't want to.
Yeah. And that's amazing how, like, that's the mindset that you have, but then FOMO still kind of kicks in. Like,
yes, it's you crazy. Know,
it's like you don't want what other people have that's, like, oversaturated in the community. You see mm-hmm. it in every single picture, but at the same time, during that first sale, when you know everybody's about to buy it.
You have to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, has there ever been a time where you have missed out on a sale and you felt fine, like you missed it, like you were actively going to try to buy it, and then you got frustrated, and then later on you still don't have it, but you feel good right now?
Okay, in the moment I didn't feel good, but after like a day or two, I'm like, I'm good, I don't even think about it again. You know,
seriously.
But in that moment, and when you're on Instagram, when there's like about to be a big drop or something, or you're on Facebook or in a particular groups on Facebook or Instagram, and people are posting it and it's in their stories, like, oh, you got to get it, you got to get it. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get that. And then you miss out.
Yep.
And that, you know, I would say about an hour or two, especially when I'm at work, because I blame work all the time. Like, if I wasn't at work, I'd be able to get it.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes like I get irritated. I get really irritated, and then I'll go back like a day later or something, and I'm like, oh, I'm good, you know, I'm not really missing out. Oh, it's pretty, I can go to somebody's page and admire it. I don't have to have it for mm-hmm. myself, you know.
Yeah. So I think that's so hard, especially like you said, in that moment, like you're like, I want this thing, I don't want to have to look at it on somebody else's page, like right.
I need to have it in my hand. I want to smell it. I want to touch it. You know, planner supplies are so addicting. I mean, they're terribly addicting.
Truly.
Okay, so what about the Target dollar spot? Remember that?
Oh. We just had to have every single page flag. Like,
I had to have all the things.
Page flags.
And then when they started doing sets, like, had to have all the whole set. I mean, we go to how many different, between Topeka and Kansas City, we go to how many different Targets just to make sure we had, like, the complete set of that stuff.
That is crazy, like, and, like, you remember when, you know, the page flags were, like, a dollar, literally.
Yeah.
But then, because they were out of season, you know, you go to eBay trying to find them, and then they'd be $100. And
Like, I think the max I saw was like 200 nuts for a dollar package of page flags that weren't even sticky. They weren't even sticky.
Like, you had to buy
tape. But you had to have them.
You had to buy tape in order for it to work. That's how
Exactly. They were terrible, but they were so cute, and I just had to have them. Yeah.
And so, okay, so I'm thinking about what you just said, like, that it feels good to have those things or to buy those things. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of this segment or this interview that Simon Sinek did, and he was talking about social media and how social media impacts our brains. And he talked about the chemical dopamine that is released every time we get a like, every time we get a text message, every time we get a comment, and that feels good to us. That chemical feels good. Like, it's the same chemical that's released when that's released and that makes us feel good when we drink alcohol or when we smoke or when we gamble. And
so it's like a pleasure neuron sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And I wonder how many people in the planner community, I wonder how many people are basically triggered by this idea that I can make my Instagram more beautiful if I buy this thing. And not so much like, oh, I just want it and I need it just because I want it and I need it. But, like, the motive here is to make your Instagram pretty.
Yes. Like, and so when you're getting those likes, it's like fulfilling that dopamine release. Like, you're getting dopamine when you get, okay, so say you get over 100 likes, you're like, oh my goodness, you know, what did I do to get those 100 likes? I need to do more of that.
Right. Exactly. And not that that's like a bad
rewarding thing. Especially,
I was thinking, not that that's a bad thing, because, you know, people try to grow their for different reasons, you know, so it's not like a shameful thing. But it's just interesting that that is that chemical in our brain that's released. And it's like, how does that impact FOMO for people, you know? And I just
Makes sense. So, like, if you're getting likes for having a certain product or for posting a certain thing, you know, you're getting likes for that, then that's going to cause you to want to do that more. You know, it's like a reward. Oh, if I post this, I'm going to get likes. So you're getting a reward for that.
Yeah.
So, not that that's a negative thing, but how can we do that without spending or getting into financial trouble or running up those credit cards or, you know, things like that? You know, so there has to be a positive, which there is. And I feel like, you know, there's other ways, like doing your planner spreads. There's somebody on Instagram. I think it's like Alicia Plans or something like that. But she actually posts empty sheets of stickers. I remember several months ago, she was like, you know, I'm about to stop spending so much or stop buying different things until I use my stuff. And, you know, we're always telling each other, use your crap.
Use your crap.
Use your crap. So she's always posting, like, every once in a while you'll see on her page if you go through her feed or whatever. And I think it's inspiring. It's like, oh, my gosh. We really need to do this. And I like what she's doing in the community is showing that she's using her stuff. You know, she posts her spreads and then she'll post the empty sheet of stickers or, you know, and she'll kind of say a little something about it. You know, maybe it took her a long time to use this sheet or she feels good that she finally finished this sheet of page flags or something like that. And I think it's really awesome.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and so she's showing it. She's just walking the talk, or however you say that. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We used to say put up or shut up.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I feel like that's hard for me, though, because, like, when I see a page of stickers, like, I'm looking at a page of stickers right now from this shop I just purchased from, and I don't want to use one. I just want to keep them.
Oh, girl. Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah. It's crazy. And it's like, I mean, yeah, that's a whole different subject. So
yeah, there's a couple shops where I'm like that too, where, you know, I'll use the sticker and I think I can go back and get more. Or, mm-hmm. you know, later on, the sticker sheet is different or it's a limited edition. And you're like, man, I knew I shouldn't have used my sticker, but why am I hoarding them in a box?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you really, really want that sticker again, like maybe contact the shop if it's not still in their shop. Like contact them, ask if it's available. I don't know. Right. There are ways.
Right.
But okay, before we get to the next part, about like, you know, buyer shaming, which is something that we're gonna address, and also the action steps, like what to do about FOMO. And I had another cool fact. But before we get to that, we should probably tell them about the giveaway.
Oh yes, let's talk about that. Yes. So Siobhan is sponsoring this episode. Hey Siobhan.
Hey girl.
Siobhan is on Instagram as This Well Planned Life. And she also just recently started a blog, This Well Planned Life. I love her blog. It's so easy to read. Like, you can seriously read all of it in a matter of days, because it's just really easy to read. It's informational. Yeah, it's really nice. So she is giving away a paper house
TN starter kit.
Starter kit. It has, let me see if I can find it real quick. It has this glitter purple TN in it. It has some tabs. It has actual notebooks. And it's really pretty floral. Yeah. So anyway, she's giving that away. And all you have to do is go to Siobhan's blog, thiswellplannedlife.com, sign up or subscribe to her blog. When you get that confirmation, you will screenshot that and send it to the Planner Pocket Podcast. Send it to our DMs so we can confirm you. And then we'll pick a winner later this week.
Yeah, so just for clarification, are they sending a screenshot of the website that said, oh, you've subscribed, or sending a screenshot from their email that
said you subscribed? No, sending the screenshot from your email.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, send the screenshot from your email. You know, you get that little, sometimes it's in your junk mail. So if you subscribe and you don't see it in your regular mailbox, then go to your junk mail. That's where I actually found mine. But once you confirm, then you can send that screenshot from your email to our DM on the Planner Pocket Podcast Instagram.
Nice. Okay. So
yep.
Let's talk about this buyer shaming.
Yeah.
So we got a DM from a dear listener, and she wanted us to address buyer shaming, because, you know, we're thinking about FOMO. We're like, don't spend your last dime, don't, you know, spend too much. I mean, that's not what we're trying to tell you guys, but a lot of times when people are spreading that message of you need to save, you need to get rid of your stuff, you need to keep the things that you just enjoy, then sometimes it can create this this shame that comes with buying the things that you actually do want and love, you know.
Right.
So do you remember her message? And we don't have to read the whole
thing. Pulling it up right now. Not the whole thing. But I'm just going to say a little bit of what she said that we wanted to address. Some of us buy planner things because we're dealing with life stresses that we're trying to cope with. Because we are just starting out and without planner pals who give us their pre-loved planner stuff. Mm-hmm. So she's basically saying, you know, we buy out of stress or because we don't have the things, you know, so there, you know, FOMO is real. She says she agrees that FOMO is bad, but we shouldn't be buyer shaming, you know, don't shame anyone because they are buying all the things.
Yeah. You know, I think that there are like two element, or maybe a couple elements to this. One, I'm thinking that, you know, newbies who come into the planner community, and also put a pin in that, we need to make an episode about newbies.
We can do a whole series on that.
But newbies who come into the community and then they want to take pictures, they want to join the Instagram fun, take pictures of their planner and different things that they have. Sometimes they don't have those things to start out, and you know, it can be hard because you want to be a part of a community. And so I just encourage those people to, you know, take it slow and be intentional with their buying, because I don't think buying out of stress, I think we do so many different things out of stress. But sometimes it can create financial troubles when we purchase things when we're stressed out. Exactly. You know, I know people love like retail therapy, but sometimes retail therapy can get you into trouble.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, you know, people who can't afford those things or whatever, I think it's important for them to not shame people into not buying or buying or whatever it may be, you know?
Right. Sometimes that's a jealousy thing. I don't feel like I've ever shamed anyone for buying, especially when there's like washi going for $300 and $400. Yeah. I had some exclusive washi that I got at an event. I was like, wait a minute, I can pay two car payments with that. With a roll of washi. Wait a minute. Let me put this on eBay right quick. No, I didn't do it. I'm actually racking some to people. But I mean, people do that, and that's their business. I feel like the person who's posting it for hundreds of dollars, if people are going to buy it, why not? You know what I mean? But you know, we also have to remember everybody's different. I don't agree with it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but you know, everybody's different. But if you have a person out there that's gonna buy that washi for $300-$400, by all means, post away, honey.
Do you, boo?
Do you, boo? I'm not buying washi. Do for you?
Yeah, I struggle buying washi for $5.
Me so too. Me too. I'm like, wait, what? How much? No, can we trade something?
Right. But no, that is so true. I'm glad that you brought that up. Like, people are different. Like, and sometimes it is about jealousy. But then sometimes it's that righteous anger. Like, you know, you see people struggling in the community. You see like Instagram stories saying, you know, I'm at my last dollar and I just bought a Louis Vuitton. And then it's like,
Louis Vuitton, but they're posting about how they don't have money or something. I don't agree with that.
I think that's really hard to watch, you know, and I don't think, I think it might be hard for people on the receiving end, because they're like, you know, I'm stressed out, I want a Louis Vuitton, but then the other person on the other side is like, you're stressed out because of money, and yet you're buying a Louis Vuitton. So
Right. And those are both valid.
Yes, they're both valid.
But, you know, I feel like if you're not asking me for any money and you're not asking me for any discounts or deals or whatever you're trying to do, then by all means, go buy your Louis, girl.
Do you, boo? Because you're not paying my bills for nothing.
So, yeah. But if you're over here and you're like, hey, I'm like, wait a second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's reevaluate. You know,
that is hard. So that's one thing that we wanted to address, the whole buyer shaming thing. I did look up a really cool fact last night, about FOMO, that I want to share. So on this website, it's called thump.vice.com, and it's talking about FOMO and how scientists look into what that is and how to kind of you know, work with that and kind of combat that feeling. Mm-hmm. So basically, FOMO is closely related with regret. It's called affective forecasting. So basically, people predict that they're going to feel extremely, you know, or they're going to feel extremely regretful, or they're going to regret not buying something or not going to something. And so you are predicting how these events might happen, even though they haven't happened yet. And more times than not, your prediction ends up being worse off than the actual experience.
I can agree with that. Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
I think that's really cool because, you know, that one time I missed that planner and I had it in my car. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel crappy. I'm going to feel terrible. I mean, you don't really sit there and think, if I don't have this planner, I'm going to die. You're like, I'm going to feel crappy. I'm going to do this.
But it feels
like you
like
don't.
That.
Right. You know, sometimes it does, but, you know, I don't know what everybody else does, but I personally don't sit and think, this is how I'm going to feel. But then I think there is an emotional process that goes through me that kind of says that to my brain, even though I'm not consciously thinking it.
Right. You're just like, oh, I got to have this. You know, I'm going to, you know, I don't know. You can envision yourself in it. You can envision your setup sometimes. You're like, oh, I'm going to put this in it. I'm going to get these stickers. Or I'm going to, you know. And so you envision that and you want it. You try to get it. And then they sell out, or maybe you don't have money to do it, or you shouldn't be spending money on that. You know, you shouldn't, you know, you have to be an adult, which sucks sometimes.
things suck.
Right. But, you know, after a few hours or days or something, or you get busy cleaning your house or mopping and sweeping floors and stuff, you don't even be thinking about this planner.
Exactly. You know, you don't, and I think that's what they were saying throughout the article. Like, you expect that you're going to feel terrible if you miss out on this event, and yet you're going to be okay. Yeah. And so, the website and the different scientists, sorry, that was my phone. The different scientists, kind of give some suggestions on how to combat that feeling of regret.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really cool. They basically said, think of what's basically the reality of the situation and what you're actually missing out on, like the negative parts that you're missing out on. So for instance, okay, I wanted to go to this event that you went to 2 years in a row. You went 2 years in a row and I wanted to go to the event so, so bad. And I definitely had FOMO. I was like, look at all those pictures. Look at how she's meeting all these planner friends and, you know, all of this crazy stuff. Like, I was so jealous. So, but if I use their method to combat that, I would be thinking about, okay, how much money would I be spending that would not contribute to my financial goals?
Yeah, that is pretty expensive.
Will I have to, you know, share a hotel with somebody because of that, those financial things? And maybe I don't want to share a hotel with somebody. Maybe they snore. You know, like, think of all of those different things that possibly, you know, you will be missing out on, but you might be happy that you might miss out on it, you know?
You know, that is funny because, you know, you and Florence were the first people that I spent the night with. And remember how I used to hate staying out overnight. Like, man, MJ used to always try to talk me into staying overnight or going to this overnight. You know, we used to do little small things with Kansas City Planner Girls.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I don't really spend a night. You know, I don't do that. And I was like, nah, I'll just come and I'll go home, you know, and I'll drive. And we had this whole Iowa planner meetup. MJ and another friend of ours at the time invited us to. And I slept with MJ and Florence. And I told MJ, I'm like, don't touch me.
Don't lean on me.
Like, don't touch me. Don't do this. Don't do this. And I woke up like MJ's on one side of me and Florence is on the other side of me. It was hilarious. But yeah, ever since then, I've kind of been okay with like sleeping over. It's really crazy because I was like adamant about, no, I don't sleep. I don't sleep here. No. So yeah, that's funny.
So funny. And if you would have missed out on that, you'd have been like, okay, thank goodness, because I didn't have to sleep with anybody.
I know, nuts. Yep.
So do you have any more tips? I know a couple people gave some tips on the Instagram page.
Oh yeah,
about tips on how to combat this feeling of
what they do for their personal selves. I love that post because people were really engaging and really sharing, and you never know how it's going to help someone else. Not everybody is, you know, as forthcoming with information or their personal lives and stuff. So I really love and appreciate the people that do share, because you never know who you're helping. But yeah, like for myself with FOMO and dealing with planner community stuff, like I've been a part of this community now, what is this, 2018? So it's been about 4 years. And MJ and I actually met in a swap group. And so, like, you set the terms on, how often you swap and what you're gonna swap or whatever, and that was kind of nice because you can get things from different people that your area may not have. And I live in a small city. It's actually a capital city, but you wouldn't believe it. But I live in a small city in Kansas, and so we don't get a whole lot of stuff. I have to drive either 30 minutes or an hour and a half or something sometimes to get things that I see either at Michael's, Hobby Lobby, or even Target. Like, we hardly have any of the things. And then sometimes we get like a whole abundance, and because there aren't very many planner girls here, then I can just have my, help myself to all
All
the
the things.
things. Yeah.
All the things.
But I haven't been to Michael's in a while. The last time I went there, I had a gift card, so I wait for those. Everybody knows I like to go to Michael's. I try to wait for planner sales and things like that. There's certain groups. I make a list of things that I want, and so I shop off of that list. So either, I wait for the sale, or I just go ahead and get it because I know that's a quality shop. And I know if I buy their stuff, it's worth the full price to spend that person, in their shop. So there are some shops, some of the things, because I'm trying to be more functional with my own personal self. So I really limit just buying stuff just to be buying it or buying it. I used to want to support all of my friends, like buy all the things from all of my friends or all the planner girls that I've met before. I cut that out. Because I have so much stuff, not because it's not usable or not because for whatever reason, but I'm just not using it, and I might have wanted it in that moment, and then once I get it, I set it to the side and like, oh, well, I'm not going to use it right now, or I have to wait till next season to use it. Like, I have several summer kits that I haven't used, and I've had a couple of them for probably about 2 years. And
Man.
I either forget to use them, or maybe I'm not doing monthly planning, or maybe I'm not doing weekly planning at that time, or I'm using a pocket planner, and those are for Erin Condren. So you just never know, but I'll use them eventually, but or give them away. So just wait on some of those purchases, especially if you're struggling with money. If you're not, then do your thing. If you got your finances together, you got you some life insurance, so your family don't have to be out there selling dinners for you, then by all means, do your thing. But just be conscious of it, be more intentional, and that's just kind of where I do with myself.
Yeah. Okay, nice. So what do I do to combat FOMO? Honestly, I just kind of try and wait. Most of the time, I just kind of deal with the finances that I have, and I don't have a planner budget like that. So I'm like, I don't have it. So I'm just gonna have to deal with, without it.
Not have it, yeah.
So I think just I wait as well. Like, a new planner came out last week that I really wanted,
Lord.
and I felt like I needed to have it. Went to the checkout and everything, but then I was like, you know what? This planner is not going anywhere. I just got my unicorn planner. I don't need another one right now. So I just kind of talked myself out of it. So yeah, I think that's kind of how I deal with that.
Yes, think about it. Think about it. Talk yourself through it. Is this something I'm
Yes.
actually going to use within the next month or two? Or is this something that I'm actually going to use, to put something together? Maybe you're a crafter. There's a lot of crafters in the planner community, and I think a lot of us, that's where our foundation is with crafting and art. And so maybe you're going to make somebody a gift or make a card or something like that. So that's another way to use your stuff.
Yeah.
Sharing and okay, you buy a little bit of stickers and maybe you're going to share with someone else just so it's not sitting up somewhere. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. So basically we're saying to combat FOMO, fear of missing out and unnecessary spending, wait for what you want, what you really want, and talk yourself through it.
Yeah. Talk
Yeah.
yourself through your purchases. And I do admire how MJ does hers. Like, when she does get a new planner, she will sell the heck out of her old planners. You know, and I love that. Because me, I'm not selling no planners. If I buy it, it is mine forever.
Oh, man.
It is mine forever. I am not selling anything.
It's hard. It's really hard to let go of those planners. I have a couple I'm not letting go of.
Nope. I think I sold a few, and I don't regret selling any of them because they just weren't really my style. I did them. I think I got them in like a mystery sale. But like I said, some of the rare ones, like, you know, some rare TNs that I have, you know, I'm proud of those purchases, and I'm like, you know, I'm one of few that have these.
Right.
Know? So I keep them.
Exactly. And if they bring you joy and they are useful to you, then by all means.
Yes.
You know? So do we have anything else left that we have to say about this podcast and this topic, FOMO?
Not this topic, but next week we're going to be talking about the mind and behavior.
Whoop, whoop.
So kind of coincides with this episode and our previous episode about KonMari Your Life. And then FOMO, and then we're talking about the brain and behavior. So a little bit about like why we do certain things or how can we change certain things.
In the planner community specifically,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's stuff I'm doing and, you know, things I'm doing for myself. So I'm very much a person that, you know, I try to practice what I preach. And try to really do what I'm telling other people to do. So
exactly.
Yeah. And it's exciting. Like, every time I check something off or accomplish something that is in my me book, we'll talk about that next week. It feels really good. Yeah.
Okay, well.
And we're going to have a special guest next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
The special guest. I'm so excited.
We're going to have a special guest. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. Really pay attention to our IG. That's what we're using right now for communication. Check us out again.
If you have any topics that you want to talk about, if you have, like, you know, different questions for us, then please ask them, tell us, like, whatever comes to your mind, just let us know.
Right. Yeah. I think we're pretty open.
I think to end off, we should mention again that our sponsor for today's episode is Siobhan from This Well Planned Life. And thiswellplannedlife.com. And don't forget how to enter this giveaway. We're so excited, and we are excited to like see who wins.
Right. So don't forget, subscribe and send your confirmations to the Planner Pocket DM.
All right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's the end. So peace out, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.